Sheep Expo has another successful run. Thanks for being with us again, everyone. Lee Maddox with today's Accent on Agriculture. All this week, 4-H'ers and FFA members from all across the state have been attending and participating in the State Sheep Expo at Tennessee Tech's Heiderberg's Pavilion. And yesterday, Anderson County's Chad Worthington won the Grand Champion ribbon in the Market Lamb Show.
I got it around January. That's when it was born, January 1st. I picked it up at the very beginning of April, and it's never been beaten in class. And it has three Grand Champions. And we work with them by bracing them every night, pretty much, and running them.
Worthington's been showing sheep for the past 4 years and now has that coveted Grand Champion ribbon. Now, the Junior Sheep and Beef Expo, held a couple of weeks ago, are two of the largest events of their kind, as hundreds of 4-H'ers and FFA members take part in the week-long activities. Well, other news this week that's good news for beef producers here in Tennessee. Japan has agreed to resume U.S. boneless beef imports from cattle that are 20 months of age or younger. Exports to Japan will come from 34 of the 35 U.S. processing plants that were inspected by Japanese government officials. That market's been basically closed since December of 2003. That's when that BSE positive cow was discovered in the U.S. Bill Singh, president of the U.S. Meat Export Federation, feels it could take a while to get that market back up to speed.
You know, the profit potential with U.S. product, they know how the consumers were attracted to it. We feel with the food service sector, we have a very good opportunity to get back in that much more quickly. So we think it's probably going to take us almost as long as we were out of the market, at least that long, then to get back in the market. So I'd say close to 3 years, and we should be having an appreciable share back in the Japanese market.
In 2003, the U.S. exported over $1.4 billion worth of beef and beef products to Japan. Have a safe weekend. Join us Monday on the TRN.